Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Now, unless you're being held hostage at your crib right now, you should be happy. Why? Because it's Friday! Got a big show for you. Summer is almost here, so to get you pumped up, we got Gary's very first bikini body watch of the season. Plus, we're talking to Wonder Woman herself and the cast of the movie that's going to body everything moving in the box office this weekend.
Wonder Woman.
America's Got Talent premiered this week with Tyra Banks hosting.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, she is killing it.
Yes, she is. Yes.
A lot of people question it because she was replacing Nick Cannon, but according to our sources, things are going so well, she's even melting down Mr. Frosty himself, Simon Cowell.
Wow. Really?
They say he's being nice to everybody.
Well, she is super sweet. She is.
Mm-hmm. And Simon's like, a sweetheart underneath all that hardness.
So our sources are saying that Simon's going from being like this, you know, presumably grumpy guy to being like a nice guy, a pussycat, if you will. Mm. He's always happy, he's smiling, he's hugging people, including Tyra, all the time. And I'll knock up, do that too.
Yeah, Tyra can be a bitch, though. We've seen her in action on America's Next Top Model.
Mm-hmm. We wrote it for you!
Yeah, she get real like, passionate, don't she?
Yeah,
but this is different, though. On this show, she knew she was coming behind Nick Cannon, a comedian.
Yeah.
And she could pull it out. Yep. I mean, she's got that humor in her.
Yeah, she's funny.
And of course he want to hug her. She's a supermodel.
And she's beautiful.
Yeah, who don't want to hug Tyra
Banks?
And her
body is pretty banging, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, historically, there's been, like, some rumors that Tyra Banks sometimes is hard to work with or around. I think there was a situation where her and Chrissy Teigen were doing something and it kind of fell apart because of this conflict.
And everybody is on their best behavior when you first start. You'd be super excited.
Yeah.
Till it turned into work. And you'd be like,
yeah.
I gotta do it every day.
Right. All right, y'all, moving on. It's been a couple of weeks since the rock world suffered a huge loss with the suicide of Chris Cornell. It really is just a sad story all around, man.
Yeah.
I mean, while it was ruled a suicide, his wife and family are disputing that since they don't think Chris would ever do that to his children if he was in the right state of mind.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but Chris was laid to rest last week, and the stars of both the music world and Hollywood came out in full force to show their respects, including Chris's good friend, Brad Pitt.
Oh, that's so I didn't even know they was tight like that.
Neither did I.
Well, you guys, apparently Brad and Chris have been friends for years, and Brad just did the sweetest thing for Chris's two children.
What'd he do?
He took them to Universal Studios Hollywood to see the new Harry Potter attraction.
Aww.
And one can only assume to bring a little joy to their lives during this tragic time.
Now, that's a real friend right
that
there.
Is. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially to have a dude like Brad Pitt come step in and, like, you know, do dad stuff with you at a tough time.
Well, people at the park say that Brad was nothing but gracious and thankful to the staff at the park, and that it was clear he was just intent on making sure the kids had a good time.
You know what? This just makes me love Brad Pitt even more. The fact that he's such a good friend is so sexy.
And he's so sentimental and thoughtful.
Yeah. Well, maybe Kirsten Dunst can have a baby with him because she's got baby fever, y'all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's on the latest cover of Marie Claire, and she just revealed that her biological clock is ticking.
Oh, my God.
Y'all know she's 35 years old, and she's currently engaged to fellow actor Jesse Plemons, and she said, "I wasn't one of those I need a baby people until my goddaughter was born. I love her so much. I'm at a stage in my life where I'm like, I've been working since I was 3. It's time to have babies and chill."
She need to make that time.
Right.
She does.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I mean, Brad and Portia, I mean, y'all clock is about to explode. Do y'all not feel the baby chill?
I'm 35, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we the same age.
I feel like if it was meant for me to have kids, I would have already had them.
You think?
A few times I thought I was pregnant. Actually, several. But I knew my mother and grandmother would kill me. But thank God I never had to, like, have an abortion or nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, but why don't you go for it, though? Like, you would make such an awesome mom. Just watching you around your dogs.
And I love kids, but I don't have the time right now. I'm trying to secure the bag.
Well, you should secure the diaper bag.
No, thanks.
Put some Pampers in it.
No, I'm good.
You would be great.
I agree. I would.
Yeah, you would.
But I love having godchildren. I have like 15 of them, mm-hmm. and I like taking them home.
Yeah, dropping them off.
Yeah.
Gone with your mama.
Yeah, right.
Now, do you all remember when Beyonce played Carmen in the MTV's hip opera?
Yes, I was
yes.
in there.
Yeah, really?
Oh,
yeah, that was
dope.
Back in 2001.
It was. Mm-hmm.
It was everything. Well, Regina King wants to get in on the action by putting on her very own fairy tale adaptation with a hip-hop twist.
Wow, she gonna do that?
That might be cute.
Well, she's teaming up with legendary rapper Dana Dane. She wants to adapt his 1987 hit, Cinderfella, and turn it into a hip-hop musical event.
Oh. That could be dope.
Yeah, if it's done right, that will be dope.
But you know, it's really funny. Who can we give this hip-hop treatment to? There's got to be some other ones, like Red Riding Hood. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Pinocchio.
Yeah!
Do we have to give it to a hip-hop person?
Yes, because we're putting a hip-hop touch on it.
Oh, because I was just saying, honey, Sleeping Booty, that could have went to Kim Kardashian.
True.
I actually see that.
Yeah. And Kanye, yep, they could collaborate.
Yeah.
Booty and the Beast.
Oh, that's Kanye and Kim, definitely. He's the Beast and she's the Booty.
Yep.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You think Kanye's a beast?
Well, yeah, when he don't have his medicine, huh?
Oh, no, you're the beast.
When you think yours.
Well, speaking of fairy tales, we all know they have happy endings, right?
Yeah. Always.
Well, one beautiful princess in an upcoming fairy story is anything but happy.
Oh.
Well, Chloe Grace Moretz is furious about the marketing campaign for new animated movie Red Shoes and the Seven Dwarves, in which she voices the lead role. This is a retelling of Snow White, but in this story, Snow White wears a magical pair of red shoes, which transform her from a short, curvy woman into a tall, thin woman. The shoes also transform the dwarves into handsome princes. And this is the picture that has caused all the trouble. The poster reads, "What if Snow White was no longer beautiful and the seven dwarfs not so short?" Chloe tweeted, "I have now fully reviewed the marketing for Red Shoes, and I am just as appalled and angry as everyone else. This wasn't approved by me or my team. I'm sorry for the offense that was beyond my creative control."
They do this all the time. The same thing they did when she turned from an ogre. Right.
Shrek and Fiona.
Yeah.
But they were ogres. Like, right?
Same, different, whatever they were.
I don't know, guys. Let's think about this. If they actually had a shoe like this, I would totally get me a pair. I wouldn't have to diet.
Thank you,
Hell. Just put a magical shoe for the night and then come back home and be you.
Hello? Exactly. So we need to stop faking it, honey, like we would. I know damn well I would.
Oh, honey, I don't care how much they cost. I'd take out a loan and get them shoes.
Nah, honey. You better make me look fabulous and fine? Yeah.
Well, speaking of celebrating the female form, one fan in the UK has no problem letting it all hang out. Now, yesterday we was talking about Noel Gallagher from the group Oasis, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, his brother Liam is out there still getting to it, man, proving he's still a rock star. Even though he's getting up there in age, he still got the fans. Take a look.
She got all shy at the end. Yeah.
And was that just one fan?
That was one fan who they just went above and beyond a Call of Duty.
Yes, honey.
If he would have seen her, he probably would have taken a picture. I mean, if you go that far,
exactly.
She deserved that little picture.
Exactly. Let me get out and get a picture with
her. Yeah, go ahead and give her a little picture.
Kind of wish she had the shoe from the Snow White story.
You ain't right.
But wait a minute, Brad, I know you got tons of fans all over the world. Like, what's the craziest thing a fan done for you?
Oh, my God. I can't recollect. It's been so many things.
Has anybody ever got naked?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh.
Uh-uh.
Men and women.
Oh.
Ooh. They ask you, yeah, because they want you to sign their boob. Because I saw one fan tell Nicki Minaj to sign her boob.
What's the craziest body part you ever signed?
I don't.
You don't recall.
We won't even talk about it.
Oh.
What does it rhyme with?
Ick.
Patch.
Duck beak.
Toe and feet.
Butt cheek.
Oh, butt cheek.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I thought you was going to say it.
It's bad when they wanted the inside of it signed.
Oh, no, man, bitch.
Wow.
That's ridiculous, honey.
That's functified.
Functified?
Yeah, that's functified.
And if that latest curves, honey, weren't enough for you, stay tuned because, baby, I am getting my bikini body watch on in just a few minutes. Welcome back to Dish Nation, and guess what time it is? It's time for
Gary's Bikini Body Watch.
And yes, baby, y'all, honey, the celebrities are out and flaunting, honey, their assets like Miss Ariel Winters.
Whoa, what the hell?
Oh.
Wasn't she just like a baby, like last year? Yeah. Like, glasses? Mm-hmm.
Now she's got the red hair. She looks like a vixen.
Now, Miss Ariel, she's channeling Ariel in The Little Mermaid with her new red hair in this baby blue bikini.
Now she just got her legs. Didn't Ariel just get new legs? Oh. She ready to walk, honey.
How old is she?
She's 19.
Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby. But it looks like she's in a throat. That ain't like a throat.
Oh, like she's at the tonsil.
Yeah, and bitch, yeah.
Yeah. I done swallowed them.
Yeah. And next we have y'all Miss Charlotte McKinney.
Oh. Because she stopped eating at Hardee's.
Oh, honey.
Charlotte McKinney, who is she?
She used to do the Hardee's commercials where she was like, you know, scarfing down them burgers.
That's her.
Now, Charlotte is shutting it down, honey, in this black and white, barely there, string bikini and accessorizing with glamorous Jackie O-inspired sunglasses and a light beige floppy hat.
I like this look a lot.
Me too, and I never thought I would like mismatch, but that's nice color.
This is very clean. It's cute. That the bottom has that little pattern on it, but everything else is solid white. It's crispy. I like it. Yeah. What you think, head crack?
Oh, she looks good.
No, you're supposed to be all into this because you don't like when we do Instadam. Yeah.
No, I'm into it, but like Ariel Winters smoke tie, in my opinion.
Oh, you still on Ariel?
I'm still on that one. What else you got?
Okay. Right. Now, next up, y'all, we have for the first time ever a bikini body watch video of the sexy, honey, Miss Ashley Graham. Ashley is wearing, y'all, one of her own bathing suit design, a teeny weeny leopard string bikini.
Is it too early to declare a winner?
She won.
Now, we don't even need to see nobody else.
Yeah, well.
That angle for Ashley Graham, she looks tiny.
Now, you got to learn that angle, because that means she was up here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to use that angle.
She's a real-life filter.
Yeah, she looks damn good. I mean, she looks good when she's bigger, too, but she looks really good there.
Yeah. She won.
She done shut down the Graham.
Up next, y'all, we have Miss Rita Ora.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. All right, baby. Now, Miss Rita, she's killing it, baby, in this plunging Louis Vuitton yellow bikini, honey, which, of course, is covered with the designer's signature logo. She's not looking...
The bathing suit is so out there, it doesn't match her attitude in the picture.
It does not. Maybe that was just a bad picture.
If you wear a bikini that expensive, you need to be happy about it.
Okay. Hello, every second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, next up, y'all, we have... Beyonce.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, that's the cutest picture.
Now, in this adorable photo, y'all, with little blue ivy, Beyonce is showing off her baby bump in this blue bikini and matching sheer cover-ups. Now, I think Beyonce shouldn't be showing this.
Why?
She should not be showing her belly like this. She's pregnant, number one, honey, and as big as her stomach is. And it's just, it's not...
But, Gary, how they do now. Women are proud of their stomachs. They show them, especially if they don't have stretch marks. They just let it all hang out.
She didn't show up for blue eyes.
If she wasn't showing her belly, you'd be walking around here talking about she ain't pregnant for real.
Exactly.
Well,
who knew you were so conservative with the stuff you wear on the beach?
Hello.
Anyway, y'all, honey.
Oh, now he want to change the subject. Right.
And finally, y'all, we have the beautiful, the talented, the sexy, me.
Yes, honey.
Oh!
Gary, hold the hell up. I remember this picture. I remember when you wore this. This is from 2 years ago in Punta Cana.
Yes, but it's just Flashback Friday, so I thought I would just, you know, give you all a little...
It is not Flashback Friday.
Yes, honey, we're flashing back from Friday.
And you got the nerve to say Beyonce needs to cover her pregnant belly?
Oh, wait a bitch.
Hey, this is my daily show is now available as a podcast, so head over to iTunes so you can subscribe to it and listen to us anywhere you go. And coming up, we talk to Wonder Woman herself, Gal Gadot, and as well as Chris Pine and Robin Wright. Or talk about the movie that I can't wait for y'all to see, Wonder Woman, up next. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Wonder Woman is out of theaters right now. And listen, I saw it the other day. It is amazing. We sent that Dish Nation BFF Andrew Freund to talk to the cast and put them in a hot seat with a little game called Women Wonder.
What is your mission?
Well, here's the thing. You are in more danger than you think. The boys in the trenches called her Dr. Poison. Millions would die. The war would never end.
If you had the lasso of truth, who would you want to lasso and what would you ask?
Every politician on the planet would like to lasso.
What about me? Do you want to lasso me?
Not particularly, no.
Okay, fine.
Well, I was thinking that Assad, Putin, and Donald Trump, but what I would do is I would just tie it very tightly around them so that they wouldn't be able to answer my questions.
Who do you think?
I think you're going to say the President of the United States, Kevin Spacey.
Yay!
Be careful of mankind, Diana. They do not deserve you.
You've told me this story.
We have a lot of female viewers on my show, and they want me to ask you a few rapid-fire questions in a game that I like to call Women Wonder. Get that?
You just flip the words?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
All right, Chris. Women wonder, what does Chris Pine smell like?
Roses.
Women wonder, how do you guys manage to do those fight sequences but still remain looking flawless?
We have makeup and hair artists, like a whole army of them, standing by between every take, and we stop the takes if it's looking out of place or if hair pieces are falling off or something.
So you're like wielding a sword and they're like, cut, I need to move a hair.
Correct.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad.
We're serious about this stuff.
Women wonder, who is your best on-screen kiss?
You got me there. I suppose Nicole Kidman.
Do tell, what is it like to kiss Nicole Kidman?
Absolutely wonderful.
But I can't imagine what it would be like to, like, kiss her, because she's so, like, perfect looking.
Still waters run deep.
Women wonder, who is your best on-screen kiss ever?
Gal Gadot.
Women wonder, who do you think is the most wonderful woman in the world?
Gal Gadot.
What about your mom?
Yeah, she's up there, but this is the woman that's in the phone with me.
Who is this woman?
She's my secretary,
sir.
She's a very good secretary.
So I have this here.
Oh, wow, this one I didn't see.
So I want to give it to you. What does it feel like to be a toy? And also, how much should we buy you for? How much do you think it should cost?
I don't know. I'm kind of numb. Like, I see this, I know it's me there, but I don't really get it. But it's cool, so it's cool. It's cool. How much should I cost? That's a tricky question. How much do you think?
$10,000?
$10,000, yeah. Wow, thank you.
Or should I go more?
Sure.
Like
10
million? Million? All right, so that doll is worth $10 million.
I don't think anyone's gonna buy it. But thank you for the compliment.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, there is a new social media craze that is sweeping the nation.
Oh, really?
What is it this time?
Divorce selfies.
Oh, that's cute, honey.
What do you mean?
Well, listen, you know, a lot of times people get, like, you know, wrapped up in these miserable marriages, and they're just as happy to get out of them as they were, you know, to get in them.
True.
And these people are getting divorced, and they're happy about it, and they're posting under the hashtag divorce selfies. For the most part, everybody looks pretty happy.
I don't like it.
Why not, Portia? Are you divorced?
Yeah, but that don't mean I want everybody else to get divorced.
Sometimes people know the best thing for the relationship is to not be in it.
But you know, it's so funny, and I think about this all the time. When y'all get married, you're just so in love, y'all happy. How in the hell you get mad that length of time when you just can't stand each other?
Well, if you get in a relationship and stay in it, you'll see. It happens. So you would actually do a divorce selfie. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I wouldn't do that, but it's funny to see other people's, because they look genuinely happy.
They do.
Like, they got their freedom papers.
But I'm looking at them, I'm like, if y'all can get together and take a selfie, y'all could have stayed together then.
Mm-hmm. Honey, if I was divorced, if I was married and get a divorce, honey, you would imagine what my selfie picture would be.
Of your butt?
Thank you, bitch. It's available again.
Exactly. Kiss it.
Yeah.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.